Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. We have listeners from all over the world, and we are so grateful for all of you. We especially love reading your reviews. Thank you for writing them. And if you haven't written one yet, please do. Your reviews help other families find our show so that more kids and grown-ups and even pets can stay relaxed.
Awe Islanders, are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus an extra episode every week, and special bonus content. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, we're going to relax our entire bodies. First, wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together and relax them. Then, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Now lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Next, squeeze both your hands into tight fists and then release them. As you relax your hands, reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. And release. Now, make a very grumpy face. Squeeze your eyes shut. Squinch up your mouth and hold that grumpy face. And let it go. Now your whole body is relaxed. So let's take one final deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. We're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Mountain of Snow. It was a windy and snowy morning on Awe Island. Sydney Snowplow had just woken up in his cozy garage. He felt well rested and ready to start a busy day of snowplowing. Sydney revved his engine as he waited patiently for his driver to hop in and start their fun snow day together. As his engine warmed up, Sydney enjoyed taking a few minutes by himself to enjoy the quiet morning. Sydney loved to work in the snow, especially when it was freshly fallen. It was like playing in a pile of sugar all day long. Sydney loved how soft and fluffy snow could be, but he also loved how strong it could be when people built forts or figures out of snow. After a few minutes, Sydney's driver came out to the garage carrying a hot cup of coffee. The driver opened up the big garage door and took a seat in the driver's seat. Now they were ready to head out into the snow. Sydney drove out into the fresh snow that filled his driveway, feeling excited when he had pushed away the very first scoop of fallen snow into a big pile near his garage. After clearing his own driveway, the little snowplow drove all around the neighborhood, collecting big piles of snow at every house. He saw a few neighbors standing by their windows, waving happily as Sydney took the snow out of their yards. Sydney always had so much fun plowing snow that he sometimes forgot how much he was helping his neighborhood. It was nice to be reminded of how much his neighbors appreciated his hard work. "Thank you, Sydney," called out Sydney's friend, Colin Carr. As Sydney finished clearing Colin's driveway, Colin's driver had opened up his garage door, and Sydney saw Colin smiling from within his garage. "You're welcome, Colin," replied Sydney, honking his horn. "Drive safely out there today," he added as he continued on to the next house. Sydney saw several more neighbors waving as Sydney and his driver continued clearing all the neighbors' yards, making big piles at every house. "Everyone is so happy when their snow is cleared," Sydney thought to himself proudly. He knew today was going to be a great day of snow plowing. Sydney continued to scoop up piles of snow through the neighborhood. In the meantime, it had started to snow again very lightly, and as the snow fell, it looked like sugar falling on top of a tasty cookie. After working for a while, all the houses in the nearby neighborhoods were cleared. Next, it was time to clear the parking lot of the local park, so Sydney and his driver headed there next. Although many people in the nearby neighborhoods preferred to walk to the park, there was a parking lot for people who lived farther away and needed to drive. The parking lot also had an area for the Awe Island buses to drop off and pick up passengers. The parking lot was large but easy to plow because it was flat and open, and Sydney always enjoyed plowing it. When Sydney had arrived at the parking lot, he saw that the sparkly blanket of white went on for what seemed like forever. Everywhere Sydney looked, there was snow. The snow sparkled below Sydney's tires. He was really excited now. As he began to move the snow around, it made a delightful crunching sound. "This is so much fun," Sydney thought. As he pushed the snow away from the parking spaces, Sydney suddenly had an idea. If he could push all the snow from the whole parking lot into one gigantic pile, instead of several smaller piles, he could build a huge mountain of snow. That would be fun. Maybe he could build the biggest snow mountain in the world, Sydney thought excitedly. And then people could sled down it, and everyone would be really happy, he thought. Fortunately, it seemed Sydney's driver had the same idea. After Sydney took his next big scoop of snow, Sydney's driver steered Sydney toward one side of the lot, where the concrete ended and the grassy park began. Sydney pushed the big scoop of snow into place. The snow mountain construction had begun. Sydney worked his way through each of the parking spaces and even the bus lanes, pushing all the collected snow into that one pile at the edge of the parking lot. As Sydney plowed more and more snow, the pile at the edge of the parking lot got taller and taller with each push of his plow. Sydney was so happy to see that all his hard work was paying off. Now the pile was almost as tall as he was. As Sydney continued to clear the parking lot, he saw some people arriving at the park. They must be planning to take a walk in the park, he thought, because they had snowshoes with them. But when they saw the snow mountain Sydney was building, they stopped and stared. "Wow," said one of the people. "That's quite a mountain of snow." "It really is," replied the other person. "I bet it'll be great for sledding. I've always thought it's a pity there's no sledding hill at this park. This pile is a great substitute." "Yeah," said the first person. "I'm going to call Stacy Lewis and tell her she should have Honora come over with her sled." When Sydney heard this, he got really, really excited. Children could enjoy sledding on his mountain. Wow! He needed to finish building it so it would be tall and strong for Honora and her friends to have fun sledding on his newly built snow mountain. Filled with renewed energy, Sydney scooped up the biggest pile of snow he had ever lifted. He felt so proud of himself that he revved his engine and heard his driver cheer as well. Sydney drove the huge scoop of snow over to the pile, positive that this new scoop would give his big snow pile even more height. Sydney dropped the snow onto the mountain. "Phew," he said. Looking around, he saw that the parking lot was now almost empty of snow. Almost all the snow was piled together in his huge snow mountain. There were just a few spots remaining in the lot that still needed plowing, so Sydney quickly finished clearing those areas as well. When he had finished clearing every last bit of the parking lot, Sydney's driver moved them back a little to gaze at their mountain. The pile probably wasn't the biggest snow mountain pile in the whole world, Sydney acknowledged to himself. but it was definitely big enough to make a wonderful sledding hill for Honora and the other Awe Island children. And Sydney was sure that it was the biggest snow mountain on all of Awe Island. As Sydney looked with pride at his mountain, he heard giggling and excited talking. Looking around, he saw Honora and James and Julia and Owen and Andy excitedly running toward the park, pulling their sleds behind them. They were coming to sled on Sydney's mountain. "Thank you," Honora shouted to the little snowplow and his driver. "Thank you for clearing the parking lot and making us a snow mountain to sled on." Sydney's driver honked Sydney's horn in response and waved. Sydney beamed with pride. His snow mountain was indeed going to make people very happy. As Sydney revved his engine to go home, he watched with gratification as the children began climbing up one side of his snow mountain and sliding down the other. They would have many happy hours of sledding, he thought happily. But as for himself, he was pretty tired out and ready for a nice nap in his cozy garage. Sydney and his driver headed home. After driving into the garage, Sydney's driver shut the garage door and went inside the house. And Sydney settled gratefully into his warm and dry garage. As the sun set and the light coming through the garage windows started to dim, Sydney realized he felt exhausted. It had been a long but wonderful day. Sydney yawned as he snuggled into his spot in his comfy garage. He thought of all the things he had to be grateful for. He was grateful to have been able to clear everyone's driveways so that they could get to work and school and other important appointments. Sydney closed his eyes and took a deep dragon breath in and out. He felt grateful that he and his driver had decided to build a snow mountain for the Awe Island children to sled on. As he remembered the smiles on the children's faces, Sydney took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Sydney realized he was very grateful for the wonderful Awe Island community he was a part of. Sydney fully relaxed and took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Then the little snowplow fell asleep, smiling and dreaming about all the beautiful sparkling snow he could plow again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.